Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, the 8th day of Locarno 70. Today I'm in company of Travis Wilkerson, who's here to present in the international competition, Did You Wonder Who Fired the Gun? So welcome, Travis. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, how would you describe this documentary that you present here?
Well, for me, it was about a personal journey and going in as deeply as I could within my family's history, within sort of hidden and suppressed and lost and neglected things that have shaped not only the lives of other people but the lives of our own family. So I was just trying to uncover things that are kind of legend within the family, hints, suggestions spoken under the breath but never spoken aloud, and I wanted to speak them aloud for the first time.
Because you start from a murder that was done by your great-grandfather?
My great-grandfather, yes. Yeah.
But you talk about the history of, let's say, a country, Alabama in that case, and everything. How did you structure it? How did you decide for the structure? Was it something that came along in the process?
The structure really came from the journey itself. So oftentimes I have a conceit or an idea when I begin a film, but in this case I tried to make it mimic my actual process of traveling down to Alabama, having conversations with people, discovering roadblocks and limitations and things that were opposing me and resisting me, and then how I would try to deal with it. And so it's fairly chronological and fairly accurate from start to finish. So in a way it was a less pretentious structure and a more immediate structure that was just based on the facts at hand.
Were you ever, I don't know, doubtful, skeptical about the whole process while doing it? I mean, I'm not going to get, since it was chronological, maybe you couldn't get all the necessary information that you wanted.
I have a very relaxed attitude towards information in films. To me, what I receive is what I need, and what is not available to me tells me something important as well. What I don't see is as important as what I do see, and I've always felt that way. I teach filmmaking as well, and to my students I always say, never mourn anything you don't get. You simply create from it. And so I had a feeling that I wouldn't discover as much as I would wish to discover, and I was comfortable with that from the beginning because that tells you about the power of the erasure.
Why now? Why now a personal documentary? Why did you feel the need to tell this story now?
Well, I'm convinced that and I'm talking about U.S. society now, we have a failure to be honest about our history. And so to me, this inward turn is a way to mimic at the micro level what I think needs to happen at the macro level, which is sincere and honest and humble discussions about our errors and our problems and our challenges. So that's what I'm after.
How difficult it is to unveil this story, to go deep, and how difficult it was for you and for your family, obviously, because you tried to contact even your aunt.
It's painful. I mean, it was painful for me. People ask me if I feel some sense of relief because of this process. I don't. I feel a sense of shame more than anything else. But if we can't confront shame, then we can't achieve anything, I don't think, really.
People tend to, hide and not to show it.
I mean, the whole family has hidden about everything for a long time. And so it's just an attempt to be a different generation with a different gesture. And then I'm hoping that my children will do the same thing and take it further.
My feeling was, it was my personal feeling, is that the more it's personal and the more I felt that, as Phil Oakes in the song talked to us and says, did you know it was you who fired the gun? I felt the same thing. I felt you were talking to me and I was somehow responsible for what happened. Mm. I don't know, it's sort of like a collective guilt.
Well, I agree, but I also think that that's something that I can't say. But you can say that. It's something I can only speak to my own relationship to that. But my hope is that other people will, in fact, do that.
But the fact that you're speaking, in first person, yes, in talking to us, is that effective?
Well, I mean, I think the more specific we become, the more general it becomes to others in a strange way. And the more that we attempt to generalize, the more we fail.
That's not your first time in Locarno, so how do you feel this link to this festival? Because
I just think it's a festival where serious and personal works are taken seriously, and that's not often the case. And so that means a great deal to me. It's a place where I know that if I invest everything of myself in a film, which I do, I leave it all on the screen, that that will be respected and honored. It may not be liked, but it will be respected, and that means a great deal to me.
Do you recognize that in, well, while searching for your name, the first thing that comes out is that you were named the political conscience of 21st century American independent cinema? Do you recognize yourself in this?
No. I mean, I think it was a very generous and very thoughtful comment, but I don't think it's true because, amongst other things, not enough people see my films for them to be a conscience of anyone, right? I mean, in the United States, they're very obscure and they don't show very much. But to me, it's a commitment that I've made to make socially connected work and socially responsible work from the very beginning. I've been doing it for 20 years, and I've thrown my entire life into it, so...
Do you think that your role and your work as a filmmaker is changing right now in the U.S.?
I don't know yet. It's a volatile moment. It's a moment of great intensity and challenge and great risk. And so I think there's the possibility of it changing. But to this point, no. Even in the United States, I still am shown very, very little. I show at Locarno more than I show in the United States.
So what's next for you, Teresa? You're already working on something else?
I normally am 1 to 2 films already underway, but this absorbed me to such a degree and drained me to such a degree that I don't know yet. I have a feeling that I'm going to be working on a project that deals with the history of the defoliant Agent Orange that was used in the Vietnam War. My father just died from cancer related to Agent Orange exposure, and so I have a feeling I'll be doing something about that. But he just died in April, and I'm still kind of recovering, and so I haven't opened up the books that I've acquired to begin to delve into it yet. But I have a feeling that the project will deal with something about that.
Thank you so much, Travis, for sharing also your personal history with us.
Thank you very much.
And good luck for Did You Wonder Who Fired the Gun, screening here in international competition at Locarno 70. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.